This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Can the Pekid Gimel Mishnah Ches Masrek Shel Pishton Shenit Lushino V'Nishtayev Boshtayim Tomei. This is a comb of Pishton. They comb out, the Pishton comes in thickly gathered together piles. It grows very thick. So Mele has to be combed down in order to then be processed to be turned into cloth, into thread. Shenit Lushinov V'Nishtayev Boshtayim. The comb that's used, the thick comb that's used to comb it out, the teeth, the prongs were taken out, but it does have two, tome, because it can be functioning, me'ein malachte, it can be used, bedoichek zolzayin, but it can be used. Ve'achas tohor, one obviously can't be used, because the combing is from the pressure between the two teeth. Ve'kulon, achas bifnei atzmon, all the teeth of the comb, when each one is by itself, tmeyos. Each one is a sharp metal piece, and it could be used, the Mepharshim say, lichtoiv al gabe pinkish shel shayva, which we had before, that sharp kli that has some functional purpose, could be mekabel tumah. When it's on the masrek, then obviously it's not roi lechziva. So on the masrek, it's mekabel tumah as being part of the kli, and if there's only one, it's not mekabel tumah anymore. The Sheltzemer, this is a masrek that's used to comb out not thick piles of pishton, but thick piles of tzemer, of wool. Shenit lushin of achas menetayim. One prong is pulled out. Let's say there are three. One is pulled out from between the other two on either side. There aren't two close enough to each other, tohor, because now it can't be used. Nishtayev by sholosh b'mokem echad, if three of them are in one place, tomeh. This needs a hesber. It sounds over here in this line of the Mishnah that you need three in a row in order to make it functional. That's Oseh Ke'en Malach D'Rishayna, and it's Mekabel Tumah. In the previous line of the Mishnah, Sheltzemesh and Nitlushin of Achas Benetayim Tohor, if one is taken out from between each two, so you don't have two next to each other, then it can't function. It sounds like if you had two next to each other, then it could pull. There's enough. Grab between the two shinayim that it could be oisim me'en malachtoi. So which one is it? So the answer is the Mepharshim explain that the masrik tzatzemer, anyways, you see that's not the same thing as a masrik shel pishton. Masrik shel tzemer, you need more koyach in the comb because the hairs of the tzemer are more tangled up than sibe pishton. And Memela, you need a lot of different pieces. The way they look, the Mepharshim show, is that there's two rows of closely aligned shinayim prongs. There's a bunch of, let's say there's 10 on each row. So the way the Mepharshim explained these two lines in the Mishnah is that there's a difference between the outer row and the inner row. The shura chitzoinis needs, in order for it to function well, at all, minimally, it needs three. Nitlu shinayim of the shura pnimis, the masrek cannot function, or the masrek is broken, when it doesn't have two consecutive. The pashta chilik in which row we're talking about, lagabi the functionality of the kli, when it's considered nishba. Hoysa chitzona achas mehem. Chitzona doesn't mean the outer row that we just spoke about, the row that's closer to the handle and the row that's closer to the edge. It means on the right and the left of the masrik, there are bigger combs. You have this, by the way, in our combs also. There are bigger prongs on the side, sort of to keep the whole system, but they themselves are not sharp enough to actually do the work. So one of those three are one of the chitzenius, tohar, because that doesn't help it function. Nitlu mimenu shtayim v'ason l'makletes. If two of the prongs are taken out, and you turn them into like tweezers. Malkachayim is tweezers where you pull things. That's the lashon of likut. Malakit is to pull, to pluck. So you turn it into, to let's say, something that could pluck from eyebrows or something like that. Tmeyois, because then they're a kli. Achas, if one of the prongs were taken out, vitkino, lener oilimituach. Lener means to clean out candle holders and to fix the ner, to place the wick properly. Lemituach means to smooth out a beged. Weavers used to use that. They have something with a sharp edge, and they use that to smooth out the edge of the beged. I'm not sure exactly how that looks. So that's also a use, and it's tamei. Now this is l'chayr soiser, what we had before in the Mishnah. We had before by a masach shel pishdon that the prongs themselves are mekabel tumah v'kula achas achas b'fnei atzmon tameis, and he is saying that their prongs are tamei if you set it up, if you miyached it for this specific purpose that the Mishnah said. What's the chiluk between the two? Chiluk obviously is in the metzias, a difference between masach shel pishdon and a masrik shel tzemer. A masrik shel pishdon, the prongs are thicker. The ru'uyos, to use, let's say, to carve on a, what we said, on a luach shaiva, to carve in letters without being miyuchav or something else. They're more oimid for a basic shimush. These are thinner. They're not so oimid unless you set them up for something which is not the usual use of it, but you miyachid it lekach. Then it becomes a kli and it's mekabel tumah. What we explained before, by the way, with the line of the Mishnah in the Shtar Bashtayim, in the Shtar Bashalosh, is a back and forth, interestingly enough, in Yevamos. Comes in over there, Agav. It's in Yevamos, Tafnim Gimel, and the Gemara goes back and forth, and there's a Machlokes over there in the Rishon, exactly how to read the Gemara. The way we read the Gemara over there is based on the Tosis Yom Tov over here. Okay, now we're going to start Perek Yud Dalet. Mishnah Aleph, Klei Matchois Kamohem Shi'uron. This is a very important question, and the Shaila is like this. It's a fundamental principle. We discuss this in the Hagdomah to Kli Cheres as one of the basic distinctions between Kli Cheres and Kli Matches. Kli Cheres, Heyois, it's something cheap. So when a Kli Cheres is punctured, it's cracked, it's broken. So as long as it can still function as something, we had Allah called Grutois, it's still considered a Kli. The Kli, anyways, is not such a high end item. So, Mela, as long as it's still functioning as something, no, it'll still be used. The same way the Kli Cheres were originally used, they'll be used now also. Kli Matches, the fundamental idea is that a Kli Matches is something that was made professionally, like we said. It's something that's produced and designed for a specific purpose. If it's designed for a specific purpose, the only thing that keeps it intact, even when it's broken, is the klal that we've mentioned more than a few times in Perek Yud Gimel, called that Oisim Ein Melachti Rishonin, Loshna V'Tesefta. What that means is that you could still see it as a hemshich of the original use, even in a compromised way. However, if it's oise epis malacha, but not me'ein malach de rishayna, so then we see it as ois kli. Kli matechas, a person doesn't put in a bidyevetika situation. If it's broken, he'll take it, he'll fix it. It has enough cheshivas that he'll go the extra mile, he'll fix it. He's not going to use it for just anything. So it's only if it's oise malach de rishayna that noch hot hashem of the original kli. And because of that, the Mishnah asked the Shaila, Kamehem Shiuron, we're talking about Kli Matchis, that what's Nishbar is the clay kibble. Remember that a Kli Matchis Be'etzem does not need a base kibble, a toich, in order to be Mekabel Tumah. A flat Matechis, Kli Matechis, is Mekabel Tumah. But if it was set up as a Kli, and it has a base kibble, and now it's broken, so if it's not Oisimein Malach to Roshayna, even though Be'etzem could still function, it's a flat kli, why can't you use it? No, it's a broken clay matchis with a base kibble. It has to be oiser me'in malach to rishayna. What's the shear in that? Hadli, a dli is a bucket. It's used to lower down into a well. Kedei l'malos boy. It was used originally to fill up water, so it used to be 1 gallon. It broke, it's not a gallon, it's a half a gallon, it's a third of a gallon, a quarter of a gallon, something. It has to be kedei l'malos boy on some level water, me'in malach to rishayna. Kumkum. Kumkum is, they call that nevrit also, it's a kettle to heat up water. Kedei liyachem boy, a certain amount of water, alayish, whatever is minimally functional. Mecham, a mecham is bigger than a kumkum, so the oisim aleim malachtoi is going to have to be a little bit bigger. Kedei lekabel sloim, it has to be a large size coin, that means it's not a minimal amount, it's a little bit bigger. Halefes, a lefes is a big frying pan, and it's used to put in other kelim, to wash other kelim. Kedei lekabel be'kitoinos. You have to be able to put small little kelim, minimally, inside. Kitoinos are these small kelim, kedei lekabel prutos. What's called, it contains something. You can put in a minimal tiny coin. Midas yayin, be yayin. smallest amount of wine. Midei shemen is aisimei melachta, when you can put in the minimal amount of bishemen. Rabbi Elazar aimei kulon beprutos. Rabbi Elazar gives one uniform thing to all these types of kelim, even midas yayin v'shemen, is there is a mahalach to put in prutos. Kanira that the shear is smaller, and memela we mishay bepruto. Rabbi Kiva aimer hamachuser chatifa, a metal kli that's missing chatifa as the cover, tome, because it's still a kli gomer without the cover. V'hamechuser litisha, if it's missing litush, what's litush? If it's missing polishing, smoothing, finishing, tohor. Now, Rebbe Kiva's halacha is not nisiachas to a kli that broke. It's talking about when is something called a gemar kli, when it's made originally. So why is the Mishnah put over here? That's a good question. The Pashtus, the answer has to be, Mishnah Stavis talks about this, is that the Mishnah is highlighting, with this last statement as well, the Yichudius of Kli Matches. The Etzem Halacha of the Mishnah, of the Shir Shvarim, is a din that's in contradiction to a lot of different Shiurim that we have, like Gabi Kli Or, and Kli Eitz, and Kli Cheres. The Marshal. In the beginning of the third perek, 10 parakim ago, 11 parakim ago, we have a kli cheres. If it's miyuchad la'achila, shiur b'moitzis eisim, miyuchad la'mashkin, v'koinis mashkin. Legabi kli eitz, we have in perek yud zayin, we'll have in miyutz Hashem, that the shiur of a kli is shiur b'moitzis rimoin. The Rambam paskins that way. There's another shiur legabi kli or, we'll have in miyutz Hashem later on. Hachemes, which is a kli or shiura bepikiyo shel shesi akitza, there's different shiurim. Kli matchis, we have the shiur, we have a naya lomdus called me'oise me'en melachta. And this is a bazunder vart. So Rabbi Senu Achrenu talk about it. What you have to say is what we said before, is that by kli matchis, it's not enough that it's a kli. It has to be that kli. The chshivus of a kli matchis defines it as a kli when it's there for what it's designed as. Because the ikar of a kli matchis is the fact that it has an intelligent design and it was made professionally. That being said, that's taka the pshat, and why at the beginning stage, kli matchis is also more kal, and it's only roid to be mekabel tumo when it has a din of litush as a cover, and it had goel mikli matchis. All these halachas are coming mishere shechot. That's l'chor the biur of this Mishnah. Achroinim bring Mishnah Stavis brings a arichus of Mar Mekoymis that in Shabbos the Tav Tazayin Amid Beis legabi the Gzeira, that's where you have the Gzeiras of Tum V'Haz Be'Sham and Be'Sil, that a Kli Matchis that was reconstructed, it goes back l'Tumoso and it's Ois Nishbar. So when it has a hole in it, it becomes Ois, and when you fill the hole, it goes back. What's the share of a hole that it became ois? So Rashi says, "Oh, k'day tarosoi, k'moytzi rimoin." Rashi says, "Why Rashi says k'moytzi rimoin? The share k'moytzi rimoin is not true. The share by a kli matchis is k'moytzi shuhu." So there's a ganze shmuz. Achronim have a whole shmuz that maybe there's a machlokes. Maybe there is a mandama that holds k'moytzi rimoin by a kli matchis. L'chayra, Mishnah's tiris is massive. Achronim certainly there's ma'ar makomis like this. That the shear that you don't go with the regular kemoitzi oichel, moitzi zayis, moitzi rimen is dafka by kli matachas, because it needs to be oisim emalach. It's a bazundere yichudik emaila by kli matachas. So that can't be the pshat. So where did Rashi get by kli matachas that there should be over here the shear which is part and parcel of regular kelim, not kli matachas? So the Mishnah says the brings ma'ar makayimus that ain't a chanami. The moitzi rimen has no shaychis with making something ois kli, something that was a kli, and making it ois kli. The moitzi rimen is the pshat, even if you made it that way lechatchila, it wouldn't be roy lekabel tumah, because if it's moitzi rimen, it's not functional in the first place. There's also legabi, what's called a toich. If it's kemoitzi rimen, it has no toich whatsoever. And even if it was made that way, it wouldn't be considered a toich to be metama migavoy. There's another gzera by a kli matchis that can be mekabel one side or to the other. That's the raid. But really, the shiurim by kli matchis are a whole different barrier than the other type of kelim, the way we mentioned.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.